just think he's relaxed and he's confident. He looks like he belongs, you know. I mean, that's I mean, there's really no panic type thing. I mean, he just looks like he's been playing here for a while.
Did Andrew Nye really just refer to him as the bringer of Urania? I think he did. You know, that's what? That's two in a row against the Baltimore Orioles, and a win tonight would, well, it would pretty much put the final pile of dirt on Buck Showalter's 2017, and it'd be fitting if it was Marcus Stroman, since so much of what Marcus Stroman is about, so much of the legend of Marcus Stroman, if you want to call it that, or so much of Marcus Stroman's reputation owes to that night at Camden Yards where he stared down Buck Showalter and the Baltimore Orioles. You remember that? Showalter dismissively waving him off the field. The Orioles and the Jays have had this thing going now for 3 years where they either clinch in the other, they clinch against each other, they clinch in the other team's turf, or they eliminate each other. I mean, this I think is the Jays, the Orioles are the Jays arch rival right now. And so it'd be great to see the Jays put it away tonight with Marcus Stroman. You know, I mean, it isn't winning the pennant, but you find your joy where you can in 2017, don't you? And last night's walk-off was the perfect example. Look, I don't know if Richard Urania is really this good or good enough to start next season in the majors. Now, okay, I'll admit I'm skeptical about that last one. But I do know that he damn sure doesn't look overmatched. And if nothing else, he's given us an intriguing storyline both for September and into the off season and into spring training as well.